Reach out. I'll be there. There's no singing allowed on this show.
No, come on.
No, really. No, seriously.
Because I was going to sing the Sokovian National Anthem.
Now,
do you know that?
No.
Have you ever sung it?
No. Why would I sing the what?
The Age of Ultron, the Avengers?
The Sokovia?
Well, it takes place in Sokovia. Where the hell is Sokovia? Dave, do you know where Sokovia is?
I'm going Europe.
The country of Sokovia.
I'm going to Europe.
And anybody who lives there is a Sokovian.
A Sokovian.
And the national anthem is, I could sing it for you, but...
Now, you saw The Age of Ultron.
I did, in fact, see it.
And how was it? Because it's going to be the biggest film in a long time.
It's
going to make a lot of dough.
It's literally, in terms of box office, it will be the movie to beat. There'll be blockbusters come along. Everybody loads up. Will it be as big as Captain America, The Winter Soldier? Maybe. Actually, they've already done $200 million.
I heard that.
Offshore.
In Europe. That's a
in
lot.
In Sokovia. Huge in Sokovia.
Sokovians.
Huge.
They went. Dave, you've never been to Sokovia?
No.
Are you sure?
Are we playing Sokovia today, the Canadian team?
No.
Oh, Latvia. Latvia.
That's right.
We're 3-0 after the first.
Those Sokovians are dirty.
Hey, listen, we got to get your pick on the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight. Who do you like?
Well, here's the dealio, and I know I'm going to get slagged by Finn because he's literally vibrating at the thought of this fight on Saturday. That's my son. Yeah. All he's talking about is Manny. I think money might just have the game to slow Manny down long enough. I don't think there's going to be a knockout. There might be a cut or a headbutt or whatever, but it'll be 12 rounds, and then I start to think about the judges and who. And then somebody said, you know, in terms of judging, money speaks volumes in Las Vegas, return fights and things like that. But there's no conspiracy. I just think that money has the game to take it.
Now, Pacquiao, here's the deal. Pacquiao's got to get to him early. If he gets to him early and forces Mayweather to fight, then... We've got something special.
If he gets ahead on the card and he knows
exactly.
It.
If Mayweather is ahead of the card in the later rounds, he will just dance around him, and then that'll be it. And that's the last thing you want to see after all the hype. You want to see these guys go toe-to-toe.
Okay.
Here's what I think is going to happen. As it gets into the later rounds, I think this is where Pacquiao is absolutely going to start to dominate because Mayweather doesn't dance around like he did. Don't forget these guys. This fight should have happened 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Yeah, very true.
So as he starts to get a little flat-footed, I think Pacquiao might surprise him with a real good left jab and smoke him and then back down on the canvas, which sets up a rematch for another $100 or $200 million. Wouldn't they do that?
Well, the thing about it, they're getting older. I mean, the boys are pushing
40.
Yeah, that's true. They're past prime. So, I mean, how long do you do? Like with a movie, like when you get a movie with a young cast, you shoot as fast as you can before bumps start to show and things like that. You know.
Here's the other thing I'll throw by you before we move along.
Yeah.
Do you get pissed off? And I do every time that Floyd Mayweather starts calling himself the best ever, TBE, does the Ali thing and blah, 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 and then has the nerve to say, well, I respect Ali like I respect other champions. No, there is no other champions
but one.
Ali.
There's
okay?
only one, right?
And that pisses me off. And I like, you know what? I can't believe that Mike Tyson is the good guy here because he's back in Ali.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, I would be thrilled. I would be happy beyond belief if Manny won this. I really would because I like the guy.
Well, our poll question split right down the middle, and Dave made a bet. I bet on Pacquiao, $20, but Dave would gladly give me the $20 on the weekend on Monday. Here it is. Win-win. Here's your $20.
Wow.
From my heart, want to see him do it.
And you're going to be at the Commodore.
I'm going to be at the Commodore.
With a big sound system.
Sound system, up there doing a champ episode. Hey, everybody. I'm writing one. Got it all figured out.
Will you be imbibing of something?
Imbibing? Yeah. Yes. I want to imbibe in this Pinot that you brought in. Oh, my God, is that delicious.
That's Howling Bluff.
That is.
2012 Pinot Noir just came out.
Where's it from?
It's from Howling Bluff, the Naramata Bench. And next week on Tasting Room Radio, it's all Naramata Bench because they just came through. And they poured all their best stuff. I've got two for you this week and about 25 next
that
week.
That is solid Pinot right
it's
there.
It's a $35 Pinot. And
no
the Reserve?
Way.
And the Reserve? Oh, the Reserve is phenomenal.
What makes it? What is the Reserve? Tell me what Reserve
longer,
is.
Longer, special, more time in barrel, more care taken to just make sure it's absolutely perfect. And they'll hold it back. They'll make sure that it is, and usually
that sounds like your alleged career.
Yeah, that's right.
Doesn't it?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Dave?
Yes?
On this day in rock history, I noticed you had something
cool
in front of you.
Noticed this, and I thought, well, I got to mention this to Terry when he comes in. May 1st, what is it about this day? some of the greatest moments in the history of rock and roll happened on May 1st. 1967, Elvis Presley married Priscilla on May 1st. On May 1st, 1970, Elton John and Bernie Taupin got together and thought they'd write a song. And they did, called Your Song.
Nice.
It was on this day, May 1st, 1973, Bachman-Turner Overdrive released their first album. How about that? And 26 years ago today, 1989, May 1st, I love this. The cops in California were called to this jewelry store after the employees reported that there was this suspicious person, you know, snooking around. They didn't know who this guy was. Turned out it was Michael Jackson shopping in disguise.
No.
He didn't do anything wrong.
One of his smaller transgressions.
Something like that.
Tito, could you pass me a tissue?
All right, so you asked
Terry David Mulligan, I love him. Oh, my God.
You did?
Let me put a glove on right now because, seriously, can I touch you? Woohoo!
He was a good show.
You know why I shop at Walmart, don't you?
Back to Sokovia. Boys?
You know why I shop at Sokovia, don't you?
Why is because I can. Anyway, if you care, the bad guy in this movie is James Spader, who's a great bad guy, okay? I mean, he's not a thing. He's a voice, okay? Andy Serkis is there. Stan Lee is in there, of course. It's maybe the film to beat this summer. Pregoland is the other small movie. It's all about actor Sonya Bennett, who's from Vancouver. It's her script. She's the lead. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Sonya Bennett, she's living with her father, James Caan. All of her friends are getting married and having kids. She decides to fake the pregnancy so that her friends will stick around. But at some point, you have to show 9 months later, you better come up with something. So that's the premise of the story, and it's a great small movie. Tasting Room Radio, Saturday, 10 a.m. We're talking to California, because the California wines came through. I was thinking of you. I wish I'd brought you along. So I talked to Nichols, Alexander Valley, Charlie Klein, and Ray Signorello. We're also going to go to Heinz and try this menu, this tableside dining menu with Neil Eisenstadt, who talked about what was across the street from Heinz.
The Cave.
The Cave Supper Club. Yep. You were back east. Did you ever see the Cave? You ever part of the Cave?
Yes, and when you mentioned cheese toast, come on. Heinz cheese toast? Seriously. I can hear your arteries hardening from here.
It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, my God. I'll have a second order, please, because I really don't want to go to the bathroom for the next 3 days.
Now.
Because, no, seriously, cheese toast. I have three orders of cheese toast.
Could I have the prune dessert, please? Thank you. The wine of the week is Howling Bluff, Pinot Noir 2012, Sue McKee's. It's only 12.9 alcohol. I know that you're caring about that this morning. It's $35. Now, the other wine is right there. It's Serendipity, also on the Naramata bench. It's the Reserve Serenata. What does the quote say there, young man? Can you read that?
The quote is, if you climb in the saddle, be ready for the ride.
I thought of you.
Yeah.
I thought of you. 2010, Bordeaux blend. It's a beautiful thing. And
you thought of me? Yeah. If I jump in the saddle, be ready for the ride. Yeah. Why do I come up?
Because you're a cowboy. You're a radio cowboy. Who were you hanging with last night?
Jeff Bridges.
You're a cowboy.
Yeah, I guess
I am.
Come
on,
man. Yeah. He's probably truer to a cowboy than he was playing Zydeco music out there last night. He had a great band. Oh, my God.
He's always going to have a great band. He's got the tunes as well.
Yeah. He's listening right now, by the way. They're on the bus. They're going to Seattle. Hi, Jeff.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's sleeping.
No, he's on the bus.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you like the Bordeaux blend?
Love it.
Okay.
Love it.
And the Pinot?
Pinot is probably one of the better Pinots I've ever tasted. For $35?
Maybe I can bring in the Reserve and we can do song and dance.
Seriously, I'm puddling right now.
Dave?
I'm absolutely puddling.
What are you doing this weekend, David? You have so many sports to watch. What are you going to do?
Oh, well, the whole weekend is going to be absolutely fantastic just because so much is going on. The fight, you've got the whole thing with the NHL playoffs, which is going to be fantastic.
You've got the Whitecaps.
The Whitecaps going. That's going to be huge. In Portland, which is going to be nuts. And you've got the big marathon on Sunday, which you're going to be out,
I'm
right?
hosting the... What's left to me after the fight at 6:30 in the morning? I'll be there motivating people to come on. Who's from Germany?
What?
Anybody from France?
Really?
Oh yeah! I got the bullhorn and everything.
Where's the stage?
The stage is downtown. I have the limo drive me there because I'm going to be in a bit of a fog. I've done it for 4 years, and the route along there is the most exclusive marathon route on any race in the world. It's just absolutely beautiful. The mountains of Vancouver, yeah. The glorious trees that are all blooming right now, the flowers.
How did you feel this morning when you poked your head up at 4 a.m.?
You mean after the 2 hours sleep?
That's correct.
I felt like a bag of crushed...
Give me that tune. This is for him.
Why?
This is for both of them. David Gogo is in town Saturday night along with Monkey Junk. Go see him at the Rio. David Gogo, this is your song for you and you and you. Let's go get stoned, friends. I know it's Friday morning, but what the hell? It's all music.
Let's go get stoned.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brother. Yeah, the last time I asked to get stoned, my wife went to the rock pile and started throwing rocks at me. That was her idea. She was pretty cranky that morning, actually. Thank you, Terry David Mulligan. David?
I miss the days at the cave, baby. I miss the cave. I really do.
Satrick, take us on out, baby. Little David Gogo in the house right now.
You know my baby.